Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.36, it's good morning to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, Liverpool have beaten Barnsley 4-1 to progress to the fourth round of the FA Cup. They'll host Brighton in the next round. But this one, a bit of controversy off the back of it. Dominic Szoboszlai grabbing all the headlines, scored an absolute beauty. One of the finest goals you're going to see this season, a long-range effort, and I don't think any goalkeeper would have stopped it. But then he was responsible for the Barnsley goal, which let them back in at a 2-1. So basically what he tried to do was he attempted to backheel the ball while inside his own penalty area, very close to the goalkeeper.
Risky.
Risky and tricky. And Conor Hourihan, the former Irish international and Barnsley manager, thought it was disrespectful. He didn't think he would have tried to pull off something like that against one of the more successful sides. Yeah. So not good. What about Arne Slot, Liverpool manager? He didn't like it either, wasn't impressed.
I was happy with the goals we scored. Were nice goals. But I think it was far too long a game that was tight, because 2-0 up, then giving a goal away like that made it difficult till 5-10 minutes before the end. Difficult in the sense of another bad moment, and it could have been 2-2. So yeah, good goals, but again, not enough chances from all the ball possession we had.
Just had the Barnsley manager Connor in there. He said he felt like it was disrespectful from Szoboszlai there. It's a mistake, but what's your take on it?
What does he mean with disrespectful?
He said he didn't think he would do it in a Premier League game to try and backheel the ball like that. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on it and how you reacted at halftime.
I don't think you should do that in an FA Cup game or a League Cup game or in a friendly game or in a training session. So it's a weird choice. And I also have my opinion about it, but I prefer to keep that to myself and speak about that with Dom.
Little slap on the wrist coming his way.
He didn't keep it to himself, did he? But it was a weird choice.
You wouldn't even pull that off in the schoolyard now, Justin, would you? Yeah, it wouldn't come out well for you.
No.
Some of the other pairings to catch the eye in the fourth round of the FA Cup: Aston Villa up against Newcastle. And what about non-league Macclesfield after that famous victory against Crystal Palace on Saturday? Well, they're going to play another Premier League team, Brentford. So that'll be really good for them and both teams, in fact, as well. Keith Andrews bringing his side there. Evan Ferguson's going to miss the Roma's Coppa Italia last 16 clash against Torino tonight with his back injury. So not expected to be sidelined for too long, which is good news. Might even be free to face the same opposition on Sunday in the league. Xabi Alonso has left Real Madrid by mutual agreement following his side's loss to Barcelona in the Spanish Super Cup on Sunday. Irish internationals Andrew Porter and Paddy McCarthy are injury doubts for the start of the Six Nations. The Leinster attack coach Tyler Blenthal has confirmed that both players will need to be assessed further before the full extent of their injuries are known. Cork and Clare played out a really tight encounter in the Munster Hurling League last night, Cork winning it by a point, 118 to 20 points. Mark Allen made an impressive start to the Masters event as he came from behind to beat Mark Williams 6-2. He won five frames in a row to seal his passage. And finally, in horse racing, Harry Cobden will become the new number one rider for owner JP McManus in Ireland and Britain from next season. The champion jockey in the UK and currently stable jockey to Paul Nicholls is expected to start his new role in May. I'll be back with lots more after the news at 8:30.
See you then, Darren. Thank you very much indeed.